I am so excited to be telling you about a giveaway I've got. Go to gardenpodcast.co.uk, hurry, because we've got 100 quid's worth of Envy garden products. Now, I like these products because they're naturally sourced and their packaging isn't going to, you know, fill your bin up. I love the strap line, go green with Envy. It's clever, isn't it? Now, I had especially good results from using some Feed and Fortify on the Jasper Memorial Garden. Now, at first, I thought maybe it had something to do with Jasper, the dead cat in the ground, but no. So head to gardenpodcast.co.uk for your chance to win. Hi there. In this episode...
Oh, coming with it. Really long roots.
Oh, hang on, the plant's bigger than I expected.
Oh, look, potatoes. Oh, my God, actual potatoes.
The moment has come to reveal the potatoes in the ground. How have they done? You might remember from such episodes as Chitty Chitty Spud Spud, where we got sent some earlies, potato earlies, which means they come to fruition as new potatoes in June, early July. And we chitted them, thinking that would be a good starting point. And we did two batches. We did one lot in the greenhouse. In fact, we got a bit kind of bored of those. We just shoved them in a box and put them underneath a shelf. You know, it kind of discarded them because our focus was on the chitting of the spuds in the house. I even put them on top of a radiator at one point to try and speed up the process. Apparently, they don't like that. Anyway, it turns out the ones that had been abandoned in a shelf in the greenhouse were the ones that chitted really well, which means they threw out those stalks to get them started. So we took those, put them in the veg box in the ground, and under strict instructions, well, I say strict, it was more of a chat really, with my dad about how to look after your spuds, which is not to water them, not to let them get wet. So now is the moment of reckoning. We're going to find out what on earth is in the ground. Are they new potatoes? Are they tiny? Are they massive baking potatoes and I've overshot? I don't know. So I've got inappropriate footwear on. It's one of those jobs I didn't actually come out to do. I've got a bowl, like a pot from somewhere, and that's going to be what my receptacle. I love that word. And I've come out just for a little potter with the dog and a bit of light deadheading and thought, oh, I'll just check those earlies because it is time to have a look. It is the beginning of July. It's not exactly been sunbathing weather. And here we are at the veg box. Now it's absolutely full of beautiful green, verdant green potato plants. And what we've got is a bit of flowering happening. So I'm guessing they're kind of coming to the end of their time. Their job is done. So we've got to find out what's in the ground. So I'm going to put my fork in. I don't know why I'm using a fork instead of a spade. It just looks like it might be more professional and useful.
I see, I've even got gold flip-flops on for the occasion.
Oh, can you hear that prizing of potatoes out of the ground? I don't know if I'm doing this right. I'm going to just... I don't know what I'm doing, actually. Oh, look! Potatoes! Oh, my God! Actual potatoes! Whoop! Hang on. Come back. Oh, the soil's so lovely. Hang on, where have you gone? Are you in there? Right. Oh, my God. One. Oh, dig in with my hands. Two. Come on, there must be a bit more. Oh, yeah. Loads more. Oh, I think I need to go deeper. Oh, hang on. What's that on that? Oh, it's a bit of skin that's been pulled off. Oh, now remember this. My dad's cousin also had potato knowledge to input the other week when I saw him, and Brian and Roger told me that Cheshire new potatoes were just potatoes grown in Cheshire, which is what these are. Right, so I'm going to pull
heave. Oh. Oh, I'm coming with it. Really long roots.
Oh, hang on, the plant's bigger than I expected. There's nothing on the end of these plants, but in the ground, what's left behind? Cheshire new potatoes. Hey, the skins are very thin, apparently.
because they're grown in quite... Now, did he say clay or sand? I can't remember. They're grown in soil that's quite sandy, that's it, sandy. And they have quite thin skins, and the skins sort of come off in the pot when you boil them. Right, okay, so there's quite a few there. It's enough for a dinner. Enough for a meal. There we go, in the pot. They're nice. Let's have give them a sniff. Oh, they smell earthy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Not too big, not too small. Fairly uniform in size. They'd boil up nicely in a few minutes. And I bet they taste really buttery. Right, I'm going to... Do you know what? I'm a bit addicted. I'm going to have to get some more out. See what else is in here. What's in this one? We've got about... Well, we planted 8 potato plants, or 8 potatoes, and then kept mounding up on top to cover the plants. Really important part of... Look at me, expert. Yeah, it's a really important part of, growing potatoes. Cheshire, new potatoes. And you sort of bank them up. You keep banking them, they call it. I didn't really understand what that was when I first read it. But basically, you keep covering it. It's a bit like at the... beach when you're burying someone, you just keep putting stuff on top to try and cover them up. And you know what? They keep growing. It's amazing. I'm going to ruin my sandals. Oh well. Right, let's heave-ho this one up. See what? Oh, look, I can see absolutely tons of them underneath this one. Right, I'm going to have to go around to the other side. Oh, it's exciting. I've never grown potatoes before. I've never grown much before, to be honest. So this is a real thrill. And do you know what? I think I wouldn't be so worried, I suppose, next time. It's like anything, isn't it? But my dad's knowledge was really useful. Oh, I've put a fork. Oops, I've put the fork right through one. I'll make it into a necklace. My dad's knowledge was fabulous. I mean, just being able to... Just sharing the fact that you don't water them. Because I would have drenched them thinking that's what fruit and vegetables need in order to grow. But it's fascinating. No moisture. We put covers over them actually to begin with when they were quite little. Water cooler flagons with the bottoms cut off make fantastic cloches, and then off they grew. This is very exciting. Oh, and another one. They are lovely. They're really pale actually in colour. I never thought I'd be talking about potatoes with such excitement. I've never spoken about potatoes with this much excitement in the past. It's yeah. Oh, and another. Oh my gosh, that's quite a big one. That might do for a lunch jacket. Not that big actually. I'll tell you what's great about this as well. The leaves of the plant bit will go in the compost and will ultimately become compost for maybe next year's potatoes. Circle of life, isn't it? Don't you think? Circle of life. Now that's exciting. And the nice thing is, what's left behind is really loamy. And we know what that means, people, don't we? We mean loamy means well structured, not compacted soil, which we can put something else in. And in fact, I've got some cabbages growing in the greenhouse, which need to come out soon enough. Oh, and the final potato. It's a teeny tiny little baby, barely bigger than my thumb nail. And that is sweet. And I will definitely put that in the pot for cooking. I'm not going to do anything more with them than boil them. Stick some butter or some mayonnaise on them. Bit of salt. So I'll put the last of these spuds into the pot, divide them up and take some round for my mum and dad, who have actually recently moved house. They've downsized massively and they don't have a veg patch. My dad advised on these potatoes, having recently been diagnosed with dementia, he was able to recall confidently how to grow potatoes and help me with them. So I think they'll really enjoy these for tea tonight, perhaps, in their happy new home.